everyone, and welcome to The Panelists. Panelists is the show where we review last week's crazy informative stories and give our unique insight. Today, excluding myself, we've got four characters with us, four panelists who are going to give you stories about last week. So starting with that very favourite one, Moji Daddy, Daku Daddy.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Moji. I'm the doctor, supposedly, of hearts and body. I'm going to pass it down to the second panelist to introduce themselves.
Hey, everyone. This is Sadek. I'm playing the host this week. I'm the host with the most. I'll pass it on to Mansoor to give his 2 seconds.
Hi, guys. I'm Mansoor Khan. I probably don't know anything, but I'll give you an opinion about every single thing that you guys can think of.
That's why you're
here. I'll pass
man.
On to our fourth. Yep, that's why I'm here.
And I'm Samir. I'm your hairstylist. I will pass it on back to Heather.
Coming back to the best, last but not the least, I'm Heather. And, well, I'm your wannabe boy toy man, honestly speaking. We'll talk about Tinder, we'll talk about Grindr. Come to me. Not usually for Grindr, though. But Tinder, I'm your man. So let's get started with it today.
Good. So, we'll start our first story of the day. This story is coming from NBC News. Texas mayor apologized after violating stay-at-home order to go to the nail salon. So, this lady, she's supposed to be the mayor of the town, right? So instead of, you know, staying in for being a role model, she decided to go and get her nails done.
Bro, I'm going to have to say one thing. It's really important to take care of your body. As a doctor of hearts and body, you got to take care of yourself.
This is not body, right? She's nails.
Well, it's still part of your body, right? You got to go get your nails done. I mean, I completely understand where the mirror is coming from. The nails have to be done. She has to look perfect, right?
Yeah, but how many of us haven't gone for a haircut, man? Have you seen this?
Oh, you're funny, dog. You're funny.
Talk about yourself.
Hey, for the hair, we'll go down to the hairstylist. I got to hear him out. What the panelists have to say about the hair thing. For the body, I mean, you got to take care of the body during this time. I mean, COVID is not...
Oh, yeah. So man, the body comes to me, baby.
So man, we have a quarantine
ways.
Order,
I think
right?
It goes both ways. First of all, was there a lockdown over there?
Yes, there's a lockdown in the whole country, man. What are you talking about?
If there's a lockdown, then which nail salon is open?
The Korean one.
Uh-huh. Point. It's got point.
That's...
Okay. That's open, right?
So that's number one, and I don't know. This is a good story, Mansoor. What do you think?
Being a mayor, and the first thing that comes into your mind is getting your nails done. I think you should. First of all, you should get fired from being a mayor. I don't know who fires you.
No, it's a voting system.
Well, then you should get re-election or whatever. Like, you know, you shouldn't be a mayor of a place that you can't even protect. There you go. I don't think that's the word that's used.
Yeah, it is.
But again, I don't know much about anything. Second of all, who opened that hair salon? Like, or nail salon, sorry, in this case. Getting your nails done at the time of pandemic where people are actually worried about their health. People are worried if they're going to see tomorrow or not. And you just want to go get your nails done. I think story is fantastic, and that mayor should be fired or impeached, as her hairstylist said.
All right. Well, how would you rate this story? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay. What about you guys?
Thumbs up. It's a mediocre. I mean.
All right. So we'll move on to our next story. This one is coming from. Inside Hook, during the quarantine, right, people are saying that they're masturbating more to pass time. Do you guys agree with this, or is the situation in your homes a little bit different?
Gotta take care of your body, man. Gotta take care of your body.
Boy, so no focus. Could you repeat that?
So during the masturbation, I mean during the lunch.
We all know where your mind is right now.
Now we're all screwed up, right? So during the quarantine, right, they're saying that the rates of masturbation are going up because people are staying home and then they have nothing else.
My question
to do.
Is, how did they get that rate?
Survey.
Exactly. That's the question.
They have national surveys, right?
But masturbation?
You
can
off?
Get you if you have money, you can get a survey for anything done, man.
Well, I've never told people that.
I understand survey, but I don't think people would want to go in public and tell, hey.
No, no, but it's anonymous, right? What? They're not publishing names. Okay, Mansoor Khan did it three times today.
Like, I'm not going
to say that.
Bro, it's just masturbated right now, isn't it? It's crazy. Hey, why do people do that?
But anyway, so how are you discussing
that? That is true, though, because, I mean, Pornhub made their subscription-free, the premium subscription.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, of course you wouldn't, though, right? Definitely.
Why would I know anything about this? I'm American.
I'm not saying anything. You're the one defending them. What are you putting on me?
What is this website you're talking about?
Aren't you the writer of this show?
Yeah.
You're the one that chooses all the stories?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't know every single website on Earth, man.
No, but you know a lot of the S words. That I know that.
I don't know S-words? About that either. So anyway, so how are you guys passing time at home? Is the survey true?
Let's not talk about it.
Not in my case.
Well, you know, I've been very busy. I've been swiping left and right on Tinder, man. I've traveled to Montreal. I've traveled to Tehran. Travel to Australia. And it's a good.
All right. So I'll go to the next story. I think this one was a touchy subject, right? So we can't really.
Sorry, my mom's making a cameo appearance. 1 second, guys.
Okay. Next story comes from USA Today. Michigan State Senator apologized for wearing a mask that has the Confederate flag on it. So this guy, instead of, like, we all have to wear masks, right, Moji? So
yeah.
So I know you are wearing one now, but the reasons are a little bit different, right? This guy. So this guy, he wears a mask, trying to be protective, but what he has on his mask is a Confederate flag, right? So basically he's doing a dog whistle to all of his, KKK friends that he is part of their, group. So what do you think it should happen with him? Like, should he also be impeached? Because the only thing he's doing right now is just apologizing, right?
Maybe the poor fellow could not afford the mask. How about that?
He's a mayor. I mean, he's a senator, man. What do you mean he can afford it?
It is a serious topic, though. So we're talking about Confederation. We've got very sensitive and bad history.
Hey, wait. Your accent is wrong. Go to American accent. You can't talk about Confederacy when you're in British accent.
Well, I'm in America, mate. I can talk the way I fancy. Come at me.
Yeah.
You want me to start in Punjabi, huh? I can do that too. Okay. Very well.
All right.
I love my Punjabi. Hey, stylish. He loves my Punjabi. But now, I mean...
Yeah,
I mean, the fact is that Confederate holds a very... It's a sacrilegious part of our history. There was a fight of secession at that time. There was a civil war. So, you know, anything that fuels up that emotions, that animosity back again should be condemned in its strongest form. So I reckon... Governor, if apologies not going to do much about right now, we're in 21st century. We need to be much more aware. So I reckon he should resign ASAP, definitely.
The thing is that he said, I did not intend to offend anyone.
So what? You can't be racist, man. Doing,
right?
No, but I mean, the fact is everybody knows the history of Confederation, so there's no point of offense or not, because he is offending. He knows that very well. He's a mayor.
But he did this on purpose, right?
Yeah, of course.
Mask he's wearing,
right?
And he goes, he had no, he didn't intend to offend anyone, but obviously he did. He knew what he's doing.
Yeah.
So this is Congress. Wrong. This is 100% wrong. And plus, it's not one of the southern states. This is Michigan.
Point.
Where's Mansoor on that one?
I would pass on to someone else.
Okay.
I am not qualified enough to talk about this topic.
Oh,
don't know
wow.
much about history.
Okay, no problem. That's a good thing. Yeah. All right, we'll go to the next story, guys. So, reportedly, Kim Jong-un from North Korea is supposedly be dead. But online bookers are not offering any odds against
them. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say online hookers?
Huh?
Did you say online hookers?
Bookmakers.
Bookmakers.
Oh, bookers. Oh,
man, where is your mind, man? Masturbation.
He's still stuck into that story of masturbation. He can't get over his mind. He can't get over that story yet.
Well, I can't get over you, too.
Okay. Anyway, get to the topic.
Onto the story, guys.
So he's supposedly be dead, but there's a bet going on online, right? Like, you can basically bet on anything, but bookers are not giving odds for his death. So do you guys think, is he really dead? Or is something just, you know, out of the blue, making shit up? What's happening with him, you guys think?
I personally don't think he is dead. Just because I feel like, yes, people haven't seen them since, what, April 21st, I think they said. That was the last time they were seen in public. But there was cases, I think he went through a big surgery before that and stuff like that. Maybe he's just resting. Maybe he doesn't want to show his face in public. And we all know how North Korea is. So if he is dead, God forbid, then, well, I don't think there's anyone better coming either. That's his sister. I heard she's worse. Right? So, yeah, well, good luck to North Korea. That's all I can say. They were dealt with the worst hand possible.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I mean, most of us are from Pakistan, right? Except for Moji. He's from hell. But we all know. We all know, man. We are able to migrate into U.S. at a young age. But these people in North Korea, man, they can't even leave the goddamn country.
It's a closed economy.
No, closed economy is different, man. But, like, they can't even get a passport.
Yeah, that's true.
Without approval, man. Think about that, right?
No, but the surprising thing is just today earlier, South Korea reported that now he's in perfectly good health. And I reckon they made that statement after Chinese doctors were sent to North Korea to have a look at Kim Jong-un. So, yeah, speculations are rising up there. His sister might be getting ready for throne, for the power. But so far, it's, you know, there are different stories. Japan's saying he's in a vegetated state. That means he's almost on the way to go.
I would agree with Japan than China any time of the day.
Yeah. Not South Korea. I mean, South Korea is their bitter enemy.
No, they're going for reunification, right? They want to be one country again.
North Korea wants to, not South Korea.
No, I don't know about that one.
South Korea doesn't want to.
Yeah, South Korea is, I mean, why would South Korea though? South Korea is prosperous, they've got such a strong economy. It'd be foolish to join hands with North Korea right now. On the other hand, North Korea doesn't have enough space, right?
That's the problem with South Korea. It's a very small country.
So here's the problem. Okay, something that's important I think we're missing out on is that there's a lot of countries that are saying that he's ill.
Yeah.
They all cannot be false.
Yeah.
No, that's why they were talking about the surgery that he's got. No one has seen him post-surgery.
Right.
So how come you didn't go and help him, Moji? You're the doctor of mind and heart, man. What happened?
You're talking about a doctor that's wearing a mask in his own home.
He doesn't trust anybody in his home, right? Maybe they give him corona. That's why he's wearing it. All right.
Sorry, Moji, we still love you.
All right, we'll go to
the next one. We just don't want you to take it off.
So anyway, should I bet against his death or should I bet for him?
Again, that's what I would say.
This is very interesting. There's something.
Yeah. Should we bet it all in on what? All in on he's alive?
What are the odds?
They're not providing the odds, right? That's the problem.
Yeah, the thing is, people have already started making memes about him.
So you've got to give benefit of the doubt on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see next week what happens, right? By next time, next week, we'll find out.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah. So, who is in favor of that he's dead?
I think most of the. I mean,
no, like beginner, amongst right? this group, amongst our group, who is in favor that he's. You think he's dead?
I hope he's dead.
Are you sure he's dead, Moji?
No, dude. I can't say that.
What about you, Samir?
No.
Heather?
There's not enough evidence.
There you go.
We're all on the same page that he's alive right now.
Nope.
Yeah, he is alive.
So four against.
Well, if y'all are betting that he's alive, then I'll bet that he's dead.
I'm betting he's dead against the odds.
Huh?
It could go both ways.
You want to bet against the odds?
Just like Heather. both ways.
I do. So either I win big or I lose big. One of the two.
All right, we'll go to the next one, guys. All right. So Eminem donates mom's spaghetti to healthcare workers in Detroit during coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm gonna donate my mom.
Can you repeat that?
Eminem, the rapper, donates mom's spaghetti to healthcare workers in Detroit. So you all know the song, right? The 8 Mile song, right? Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah. So basically, he came up with a brand of his own spaghetti. He labeled it as mom's spaghetti, and then he went out in Detroit and gave it to all the healthcare workers.
How generous! How generous!
Yeah. So instead of donating actual money, he bought pasta for $30.
Wait, I thought you said it's his mom's spaghetti, isn't it?
I bet that's just a label.
No, that's, no, that's a brand name.
That's his brand name, Mom's Spaghetti. Anyway, so what do you guys think? Like, do you think this is an actual a good, you know,
that's a good vibe
thing he did, or you know, he's just like,
no, that's a good vibe. I mean, any type of donation is better than nothing right now. Whatever people can do to help out,
yeah.
Being in the medical field, man, it's always, always welcome.
Okay.
So
even little bit helps.
So which hospital?
Looking at the side, I don't think a little bit helps you.
Undisclosed.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's why you're wearing a mask, so nobody knows it's actually you on the internet.
It was Henry Ford Hospital.
Figure it out, and they can search me.
Search it.
Sounds like it was Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit.
Oh. Let's send Moji over there, man. Maybe we need some help eating spaghetti.
Yeah, they gotta turn him back. Damage goods.
I'm good on damage that goods. Thank you. I'll pass.
Pass. Okay.
Damage goods.
All right. So let's all go jump on to the next story, guys. Let me see.
This is a fun one. The next story about the person breaking into a restaurant.
Yeah,
hold on. Let the guy answer.
Eating, drinking.
This so is, now he's come up to his side there.
What's the story
talking about his side?
So this Connecticut man actually broke into a closed restaurant, spent 4 days and nights eating all the supplies and drinking all their supplies, man. Now yeah, imagine you own a restaurant, you're closed, this guy breaks in and eats everything Samir has.
I mean, I don't blame the guy. We all are missing eating outside.
Man,
he just wanted to do that.
4 days? Eating for 4 days?
Yeah, he knows the food is not contaminated because no one has touched it. The food has been there. It's fresh. He can make it. He can eat how much ever he wants.
I mean, that's so not his store, right? It's somebody else's.
Yeah, but that's what the insurance is there for. I mean, dude only broke in to eat food.
I don't think anyone would be okay with that, but I think it's a very funny story.
Samir, what happens if Moji breaks into your store?
He is getting shot.
Dude, that's one thing I would never do is breaking into anyone's store.
Come on, man. Bullock, stop it.
No, never.
We know you're going to jump on the first tray of food.
So why did it take them 4 days to realize that there's
They didn't know, right? They didn't know somebody was in their store. The owner.
What do you mean? You have cameras. If you have a
camera,
but they were not monitoring, right? So the owner went back.
About their alarm system.
Nothing. The owner went back. He looked around after 4 days. He was like, "What the fuck happened?" Then he saw.
I'm sure the owner waited until the price went up for the insurance claim. There you go. They're holding him on bail for $12,500.
Wow. He ate that much food.
$12,000.
How much can he eat in 4 days?
Almost. Almost.
But man, that's a lot of drinks too, right? That's like finishing 3 bottles a day. Black Label.
Dude, $12,500. That's
a lot of food, man. Hey, Samir, if we need to get a table, how much does that cost? Not 12,000, right? Way less.
Plus 2 bottles. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Maybe in Vegas.
Ah, no, man. All right. Let me go to the next one. I think next one is little going to be touchy as well.
President Trump. We've all heard about this one.
Yeah, President Trump. suggested that to injecting disinfectant as a treatment. So, you know, we know how he talks, right?
See, okay, so, I'll begin with that one. I'll begin with that one.
Okay.
If you listen to his tone, he was being a little sarcastic.
No.
Yes. The way his sarcasm
showed up. He was actually asking a question.
Like flat tone sarcasm. You really have to pick up on that one. That's what I would say. If you go back and listen to the whole thing, yeah, not just small clips of it, I actually had to go back and, you know.
Why would you even joke about it or have sarcasm about that, right?
Yeah,
but no, I think what happened, I don't know if you guys saw the whole story. I didn't either, but what I was told was that he was actually asking questions to doctors, like, hey, since you guys cannot come up with anything that can cure this virus, why don't you just like inject disinfectant?
But why would you even say that, right? Are you that stupid?
Okay, this is a guy we're talking about that is known for talking stupid. He talks out of his ass, excuse my French, pretty much 99% of the time he's in public or like in front of the camera.
So, yeah, but you know, sometimes you just have to shut the fuck up, man.
Have you seen his tweets?
Yeah.
What about grabbing by the pussy? That's okay?
I don't know. Heather, what do you think about that, man?
Well, I've never done that before, though, so. I'm going to do that to figure out.
I mean, why would you even, you know, suggest as a sarcasm that you should inject these things in your bodies, right? Now, medical community has to come out and say, please don't do this
anymore. He did not say that. No, I think your statement is wrong. He did not suggest that.
Is saying that, please don't do it.
He asked a question.
But why would you ask this type of question, right?
Why? The only stupid question is the one you don't ask. He's worried about his people.
That's before Trump started asking questions, Samir. But at the same time, this guy is known for asking and suggesting dumbest things possible. He has been, like, we all know, right? Like, he's the most racist president we have ever had. But at the same time, he claims not to be a racist.
No, I think Bush was the most racist, man.
No. He said Bush.
Bush.
I don't know about that one, man.
No. Maybe, like, not in front of the entire world. Like, he probably was not, like, he's addressing those issues. He's like literally, I wouldn't call them issues either, but he's telling people, like, you know, I think there was a statement in the beginning of his campaign when he was like, I'm just going to not allow Muslims to enter United States of America.
Man, he got his wish, right? The whole country is in a lockdown.
Well, right now,
he got his wish, regardless of the circumstance, right? He got the full Muslim ban, period.
But he got more of a global ban, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, his band is so good that even Saudi Arabias are not even allowing other Muslims. Think about that, man.
No comment.
They will not let you in either, Moji. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm just going to not say anything on this one.
Why? How many times you've been to Saudi Arabia?
No comment. I will pass.
Okay. All right. I think Mansoor used to live there, right?
Yeah, I lived there for 11 years.
Yeah. Any friends over there during this lockdown? Family, friends?
Yeah. I know a few people there. I still talk to a few people.
No problem. Is the whole country locked down during Ramadan too?
Yeah. That's what they're saying. But again, I have not like talked to anyone during this quarantine time.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you look at the press about like Mecca and Medina,
they
are not allowing anyone to enter. So I'm assuming that's the same thing happening to all the other states as well.
Okay. Yeah, but it's massive, right? Because this is supposedly our very important month.
Yep.
And
it's the holiest month for... Right.
And we are all supposed to go out there and like, you know, do the Hajj and stuff, right? But I think
not right now. That's in like 2-3 months, but yeah.
Right. But I think maybe that will be blocked as well, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's going to be limited.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to be blocked. They can't limit it.
Because the planes have to run.
It's going to be way too tough.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it ever happened in the history of Saudi Arabia where all migration was like done. Like you can't come into Medina and Mecca.
I don't believe so. I mean, like the number of people has been increasing like every year. Like I remember going for Hajj in 2000, 2007. And the number is probably half of what it is, like what it was in 2019. So,
wow.
And I, even then, I thought it was a lot of people there. But right. Again, like they keep expanding and people just keep visiting there.
Right. Okay, good. Anything else guys want to add, or can we move on to the next one?
Let's move on to the next one.
All right. Mm-hmm. I think this story is
it's going to be Heather's favorite. Heather, you want to start things off with?
Yeah. So this is his favorite story of the week, I think.
I'm pretty sure. The things that he does not have.
Testicles may make men more vulnerable to coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
So coronavirus could linger in your testicles, making them more prone to longer and more severe cases of illnesses.
Yeah.
According to the new study.
We've got 5 pairs of testicles out here, 10 testicles, none of us have corona there. So that's full shit out there. That's absolute shit. You got testes, Moji probably got 5-6.
5-6.
I mean, look at size,
man. Come on.
Why is this even in news? Like,
why is it in news?
No, the
fuck is this?
This was actually research done in India.
Oh my God. They only have one, right?
Stop it, man. Stop it.
No comment.
Were we calling other people racist like in last news, and we are being racist as hell right now?
We're not racist people. We're just saying India.
Yeah, no, it's seriously. It's all right. Researchers tracked recovery of 68 patients in Mumbai, India. People who have taken the worst toll are men, because they said, I guess, because I have testicles.
Men, what?
I don't know if this is what I'm right now. I can't.
Let me ask you guys this.
Moji, speech is silver, silence is gold, though. Remember that.
So let me ask you this.
That's all I gotta say.
Why do men always suffer the most? It's always the men, man. We always suffer. Right? Or is it just me?
It depends on what you're talking about. But in the history, I think it's not men that have suffered the most.
Oh, okay.
I agree. Very true, Mathur.
Good point. All right, you want to keep talking about this or move to the next one?
No, I don't want to talk about this.
It actually pains me to talk about this topic.
Hey, why would you talk about testes? What?
Hey, it's a story,
because
right?
Because they say to clean them and shave them and, you know, you won't touch them.
Was this story on Fox News?
Is doing analysis on this story. I guarantee you, all across the news.
Only Montana.
And there's a reason they're not doing that, right?
Yeah, but people need to know, right?
Tony Montana said, all I have in this world is my word and my balls, and I don't break them for nobody.
Yeah.
Right, sir. Scarface.
That's what we're talking about, baby. Tony Montana. Right.
Next story.
Montana.
Mustang driver said that he didn't stop because he thought Trooper wants to race.
Maybe.
He must play Need for Speed.
Okay, first of all, why is this news saying Muslim driver? Like, why the hell?
No. Wait. It says Mustang driver.
Oh, where are you reading Mustang. That story, buddy?
Mustang, man.
I have a hearing problem, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have very small ears.
We know that.
So.
So anyway, Mustang driver thought he was racing.
All right. Here's the funny part. His name is Musab Al Hussein.
So Mr. Opinionated already knew the answer before even asking. Look at that, man.
Thank you.
Take a bow, man.
Damn,
that sounds like a rich Arab kid that did not give a shit about rules.
Man, he's driving a Mustang. Common. He can't be rich. He's driving a Mustang.
No, that probably is like part-time where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to crash it and I'm going to go get another one. No problem, buddy.
Yeah,
that's what he's going to do.
So when was the last time that you, like a cop pulls you over and you thought that he wants to race with me?
Nobody. Here's the thing. Maybe, hold on. Maybe it's at nighttime. He doesn't know that it's a cop. He flashes lights. I have a sports car. First of all, cops don't flash light, bro.
No, like their lights, you can tell there's a difference between.
Let's just say he just flashed his lights, right? He just put on his high beam.
Yeah, that means race. What are you, Need for Speed and
that means race, but at the same time, what are a you? Cop is not gonna do that if he's pulling you over.
How do you know? I wasn't there.
Okay, so here's the thing: even if he would have just flashed his high beam for a second, right? A minute. Or maybe 10 seconds later, he can turn on his cop lights. You know, red, white, blue.
Right.
They're peeking behind you. So the guy should have stopped right away rather than going for an hour.
No, it's 20
miles per hour.
It's a race.
What is not a race?
So the cop wants to turn on the lights.
You are thinking it's a race.
I am just trying to understand this guy's mentality. So
he's crazy like you, I guess.
Dude's on a different level. Dude's on a different level.
He's on Samir's level, man. Samir is a good... He's like, man, next time a cop is behind you, Samir, and I'm in the car, not race. Stop. Stop the car.
It's a good story.
There you go.
All right, we'll go to the next one.
Let's the Japanese see what mayor. So, Japanese mayor says men should grocery shop during pandemic. As women takes longer time. Go back two stories above about the whole testicle story thing.
Right. And
so,
then come back to this. So let me repeat again, right? So Japanese mayor says a man should go grocery shopping during pandemic as women take longer time. So who is currently doing shopping in your house right now? See? How long does it take you, Mansoor?
Actually, believe it or not, I take longer than my wife. I just want to buy everything at the store. I remember
my first visit here 5 years ago.
Right now, I've been going shopping and it takes me longer, but not because what Mansoor said.
Oh, he disappeared. He said Mansoor and he disappeared, man. There's something going on. Hey, maybe he's racing with the cop. Maybe he's racing with the cop. So anyway, right? So I usually do all the grocery shopping in my house, right? So normally it takes me longer time because I actually go around the whole store trying to pick up whatever the hell I want.
Damn, that defeats the purpose of what the Japanese said.
But maybe so I've been to Japan, right? I don't know. That country is weird, man. To be completely honest. That country
is
a different
style. Tell us about Japan. I've never been to Japan.
I've been to Japan, right? So you'll see as soon as you land on the airport, right, you'll see a bunch of men holding Prada purses or Louis Vuitton purses, the big boys, as a normal thing over there, man. Straight men.
A man purse.
No. A proper female.
Wait. How'd you know they're straight, though?
I asked.
Why would you?
Yeah, it's Sonic we're talking about. He would probably ask that question.
Imagine Sonic by going, hey, buddy, I want to ask you straight.
No, anyway, right? So I don't know in Japan if it really takes longer for a woman to shop than a man to shop. But here, for me personally, I usually take longer time than my wife.
I don't know. It seems like to be a very, you know, sexist news, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys take longer, guys take less. I mean, the hell are we talking about? So each his own, right? I know Sadiq Bhai would take about 4 years to shop. I would be done in 30 minutes. But if Mansoor Bhai is in the shopping store, I might take about the next 2 or 3 hours in there. And if Moji's there, I would not even enter.
This shit can't go live, bro.
No, I'm just kidding, man. All jokes. Good jokes. Good banter.
I don't know what happened to Samir. He just dropped off, man.
Load shedding.
No, I think the cop is after him, right? All right. Let's do the next story. Which one is this?
It's
same thing. It's about... disinfectant with corona. I think we already discussed that one, right? So you want to pass that one or you want to take it up again?
Just don't drink Lysol. Or any disinfectant, don't inject it. Don't be a...
Right, there you go.
Dumbass.
We'll move along. I'll go to the Niagara Police one. Niagara or Nigeria? This story. This is also here because of Heather.
What?
Amsterdam what? Hospital is studying whether breast milk can protect against coronavirus.
Amsterdam, good city. I like Amsterdam.
You ping me on the side. You wanted this to be included, right? What do you have to say?
I thought maybe the man who's really experienced with that could talk about it. Morty, why don't you take the stage? You know, experience with. You know, you've got a big frame, a couple of things which might resonate with.
I'm sure all of you want to go and join the study, the research that's happening over there.
Wait, you want to go join the study?
What?
Let him talk, man. Okay, yeah, talk.
Oh. Nope. You sure?
Talk.
Oh, okay. I don't know, man. That's a tough one. I have no comment on that one. That's about it. I mean, okay. From medical aspect, that antibodies gets transferred from mother to, you know, the infant. So the people who have antibodies who are milking themselves, they're actually...
What do you mean milking them, man? They're not cows.
But that's the whole research that's going on.
They're not, man. You're talking about milking them like it's something you can do randomly or something, man.
Man, it's called a breast pump. Okay. Come on.
I don't know any information about this.
Moji's used it. That's why. That's why Moji used it. And now Moji's used it.
That is very common knowledge.
Dude, I cannot read this whole news. Straight face.
You don't. We can't see your face.
No.
All right, so pass this story or let it go? Come on.
I mean, let it go. It's still research. That's about it. I mean, there are so many research about the testicles going on.
I knew Moji's going to see interest in this. I knew it.
I said I'm not interested. Pass.
Pass. Okay. All right, we'll go to the Florida story now, right?
Oh, God. Anything with Florida, you don't even have to just open it. You can just imagine.
Yeah, Florida is fun, man. That's my favorite state.
Why. I wonder why.
Florida is fun, right?
Where's the Florida one?
Wherever. Just find it in the list, right? So lawyers plan to visit Florida beaches dressed as Grim Reapers to warn people to keep their distances.
Hey, that's almost the same one from last week. About the ghost in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? Since it's Florida, I'm just waiting for someone to, like, take a shotgun to it.
Yeah.
Get scared. Like, you can already see it in the news. Someone got freaked out and they just went off.
Yeah. So you think a bunch of old people, one of them might think that this is a real Grim Reaper and just shoot it?
All right, Florida, nothing against you, but you guys have been everywhere on the news lately, so.
Yeah. So, anyway, Samir, welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Hey, the hairstylist is back.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, go to the next story.
The Niagara Police one?
Where is the Niagara Police one? Hold on. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, let's see what this is about.
This is going to be for Heather.
This is for Heather.
Yeah.
Oh.
Moji, don't you... Moji, when you felt drugs in my crotch, why were you touching my crotch? Why would you even think
not
about
me.
My crotch?
I say this story might, you know, interest you. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
This story comes from St. Catherine's Standard in Canada. So for Niagara Police, it was nuts to believe in lump in man's crouch wasn't drugs. So what happened?
Wow.
So apparently... This guy got caught, right? And instead of, you know, saying that these were drugs, he led the police to believe that this was actually balls.
Yo, balls were stupid, bro.
So the police were like, you know what? No, we don't believe you. They're too big. So they searched him and got $12,000 worth of drugs from his crotch, man. Yeah. He had meth, heroin, cocaine, everything, man. So what do you guys think about this? Have you ever hidden anything?
That's expensive balls.
Very expensive balls. They're more expensive than the one in Romeoville. All right, we'll take a break. I want to welcome our new sponsors. This show has been sponsored by Rosari's in Crystal Lake. If you guys ever want a good pizza, please visit Rosari's in Crystal Lake. Best food ever.
Rosari's, two thumbs up.
There you go.
Yeah, all this right. I show is you got two thumbs up there. You've been eating all the Rosati pizzas.
Oh, hey, they also have chicken tikka pizza too. Try it.
It's Elgrove, actually.
The steak one.
Yeah, it's Elgrove, actually.
All right, we'll go to the next story. And I think we only have a few more before we hang up this thing. All right. Influencers' glossy lifestyle is losing their shine due to coronavirus. So all these social media influencers, right, they go around shopping and go around, you know, showing off their beautiful hair and beautiful bodies or whatever, you like, for fake reviews. Now they can't do that anymore. So what is your insight on this? Mr. Influencer Heather, how are you surviving without reviewing anything?
Well, I mean, if we talk about hair, we should rather go focus on the hairstylist and Moji. I mean, we have this Moji's hair. I mean, I've got a lot of hair there. Look at this. Moji, baby, show me your hair. What you got up there? What you hiding? Huh?
So social media influencer, right?
Hey, ask the hairstylist.
Nah, yeah, Mr. Hairstylist, what do you think, man?
Yeah, hairstylist, man.
These influencers losing their, you know, businesses because of coronavirus, because they can't go to restaurant, review fake stuff, and, you know, make up shit as they go along. They're losing their businesses, right? Basically. So, what do you have to say about this? Is it a good thing? Because, yeah.
How is it a good thing?
I don't know, because, I mean, do you usually, you know, pay attention to these influencers on TikTok and Snapchat and stuff?
Any advertising is good advertising, right?
Ah, okay. All right. So you're sad that these guys are losing their money, right?
I'm not sad. I think it's not right if anyone loses any money because of disaster.
So me personally, right, I think it's a little good that all these fake things are going away from the internet for a little time being, right? Instagram looks a little cleaner. You don't have, you know, weird advertising for, you know, Moji's breast pump coming in anymore.
Well, I don't agree with that right now, because I think that's probably the hottest market, because people can't go out.
Breast pump is the hottest market?
No, advertising.
Hey, you gotta go to Amsterdam for that one.
I don't know how much you heard, Mansoor, but
advertising on Instagram and everywhere, I think that's going higher than pretty much every other spot, because.
But it's fake advertisement, right? It's not true and it's not real.
It's not fake advertising. Okay. Who said it's fake advertising?
It is fake, right? People review, people post reviews, you know. Things come in their mail, they have to review it, they have to give their thumbs up.
Okay. Here's a question. When you go on Amazon, do you buy something with that has like the least 5-star reviews, or do you buy something that has most 5-star reviews?
I go for the money first. I don't look at the stars.
There you go. People that go for the quality, they actually don't care about that.
Stars
they
don't mean
look
quality,
at what the reviews
right?
are.
Huh? Yes, stars do. Don't mean quality, right?
Of course they do.
No,
it will tell you.
Like a piece of paper and can say, oh, this is really good paper. Yeah.
But do you think
raise up their stocks?
5,000 people are going to review it 5 stars and tell them this product is amazing just because they want to? And people don't get influenced by that? People don't buy stuff because of that?
See, now you're getting just regular reviews versus the influencers.
Right.
Influencers are following one person.
Yeah.
Whatever they're saying.
Why do people send their products to influencers?
Because they have followers, right? So you're following only one person. If you're just a little bit, you know, using your brain, you would follow
Here's a question. Okay, there's a person like you and me that has probably 50 followers, and there's a person like Kim Kardashian that has millions of followers.
Right.
If Kim Kardashian says, hey, this product is good, and a lot of people actually try it and they say this product is good as well, they're going to get a lot of advertising. People are going to buy a lot more than a person that does not have it. Like, if you don't have value to your product, if people don't know what your product is, good or bad, it doesn't matter.
That's,
You're advertising is what.
It's just then. Here's the thing: rather than influencers, it's just marketing. The way you're marketing the product and about the reviews.
How are you marketing it by influencers?
Yeah, but here's the thing: people who are following, you know, Kim Kardashian's advice already have one-sided review in their mind. Oh, this is going to work.
No. Let's suppose I'm in a market for a new TV.
Okay.
I'm not going to just go into like, hey, this influencer said this was a great TV. No, I'm going to go ahead and look at all the ratings. Hey, this is what it says. Like, hey, this is an HDMI. This says you can put an USB into this or stuff like that. I'm going to go and look into reviews. And where do those reviews come from? Those reviews come from people. Those reviews come from influencers or people on the internet. I personally think internet... Okay.
Let me just ask you one question. What about your needs, your specifications? Wouldn't you want to go for that? And then look at the different... Okay, let's say you have specifications, right? You want to buy a TV monitor. You want to buy a computer. You need to have everything specified, right? Mm-hmm. You want certain things here. You don't want certain things. So you go to a store and you look at the things that you want. You look at the price range and everything. So you're going
to... I'm not going to the store right now. Whatever I'm buying right now is online.
Yeah, go ahead, Heather.
One sec. You know, while talking about the specification and the price you're talking about, Moji, we're living in a world where everything is available at a click. We're talking about e-commerce, Amazon, Instagram, everything. And nowadays, people are sitting at home. They can't leave. So all they do is spend their time on Instagram, Tinder, Grindr, Amazon. So yeah, Instagrammers are making huge money. And we got to understand the fact that these social influencers, they make a good chunk of money from their social collaborations and their social presence. I mean, Kim Kardashian, as we're talking about, Kylie Jenner, they'll make about 500K to about a million per post. So this is their source of income right now. And Instagram is booming right now. I mean, more people are coming. There's a lot of traffic online, a lot, because people can't do anything. They can't walk out. They can't, you know, there's no form of entertainment. There's no movies, no cinema, no amusement park, no driving by Saturday bright, you know, wink at him, nothing. What you got on Instagram?
All right. So I personally think that the world is a little better because there are less influencers influencing me on buying makeup and going to some shitty restaurant. So I'm okay with that personally. But, you know, to each their own. If you need to be influenced by other people's, you know, fake reviews, by all means, do it.
Some people, things work out. For others, they don't. Right. You know, the element of surprise, you're taking that out if you're following an influencer.
Mm.
Maybe it's just a one-sided opinion, but that's what we're here for, right?
All
right,
so who should we follow? No. Heather, we should not follow Heather. No way.
It's so rude. That's rude, isn't it? It's bad there.
All right, so I think with this, right, we'll end the show. If you guys have any plugs, go ahead and plug it. Your Twitter handles, your Instagram handles, whatever you guys want.
Plug it where? Plug it where?
Plug it on the show. Okay. Where can they follow you? Where can they follow you, Heather?
Everywhere, baby. Everywhere.
Do you have any aliases or any at Heather something on Twitter? No, you don't have any plug. Moji, you?
No, I'm good on that.
All right.
I've got a couple. I've got
Mr. Mansoor, any plugs for you or your company?
I don't use Twitter.
Oh, okay.
So I, yeah.
Oh, hey, TikTok for you. Okay, got it.
Follow me on Panelist. There you go.
Ah, there you go. That's the right thing.
All right. That's the answer I think was looking for the whole time.
we'll see you guys next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.